News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Brett Winterbull and Pete Callender with the Friday hangover. We were actually talking about non-political things during this run-up, during this break, Pete Callender.
I am a Renaissance man.
You are a Renaissance man. I agree 100% that you are. But let me ask you a question. I was talking with Jerome Hudson earlier today, and we were talking about the state of Hollywood and stuff like that. And I know the audience doesn't want to hear about Hollywood, but just follow me here for a minute. Is comedy officially dead in America? Like, is it impossible? Like, I know Dave Chappelle is able to do some stuff, and there are a couple other people. Sebastian Maniscalco can do some stuff. But is comedy dead in American culture? Did they assassinate it?
So, not in American culture. In Hollywood, yes. Because if you like stand-up comedy,
yeah,
it is like this is the golden era of stand-up. You don't need all of the infrastructure. You don't need the backing. You don't there used to be a pattern, right, where you would have to get discovered. You could get your own show.
Correct.
Then you work into like a movie franchise kind of deal.
That's right.
You don't need any of that anymore, right? Now you need to have like a killer show, a couple of great sets, a viral video or something. Then you're going to get a special, and then you're off.
Okay.
And your audience finds you wherever you are. You put out a podcast. You do some shows. You do tours, whatever. And you can make your way that way. Now, Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood. Hollyweird.
Yeah. I don't think you can be funny anymore in Hollywood. And a reference this, you should check it out. It's the guy who owns the Comedy Cellar in New York. His name is Norm Dorman. And he does these podcasts and he talks with comedians. He talks with people who own other comedy places, but he also gets into like political science. He's the guy who had Philip Bump on.
Sure.
Remember when Philip, and he was asking Philip Bump about the, I think it was the laptop story or whatever, and the guy just like, I need to get out of here, whatever. That was his podcast.
That's
okay.
That's right.
So, but he was talking about, and he had these comic club owners who had canceled some of these other comics or comedians that were set to appear when they found out that they would trigger the Seattle audience. So he had He had these comedy club owners in, and he was talking with them, and he was challenging them, saying, "I run my show, my club this way. You run your club differently." And like we are, and he pulled out an ad for Richard Pryor back in the day.
Outstanding.
And he reads the ad, and he's like, offensive. You will be shocked. Like all of this stuff that's transgressive, like it's really in your face. And that was the stuff that liberals used to be attracted to.
All about it.
For humor.
Lenny Bruce.
Right.
I mean.
And now you put that kind of ad out and you promise to offend the very same people who claim that mantle of liberal.
Right.
Now we'll boycott your place.
They will firebomb you.
Yes.
Like they will actually throw a firebomb into the building.
They have become illiberal. They are the exact opposite. They've become the Puritans. So that's why you've got the Daily Wire doing a movie.
Sure.
What was it about the basketballers or whatever it was, like the trans team, right?
Yes, yes.
Or the guys who claim, like a bunch of dudes for like that had their glory days in high school.
Right.
In sports, and then they couldn't get pro, so then they just get the band back together or the team back together, and they decide to declare as women so they could win all the trophies, right?
You're right.
Can't make that movie in Hollywood.
Can I play the Hitler card here?
When can you not play the Hitler card, Brett? Come on, man.
We're not supposed to play the Hitler card, but here's the Hitler card that I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right? What was the 1933 Germany, a swinging place, man. People, everything under the sun went there. I mean, it was Vegas before Vegas. Debauchery,
drink and be merry.
All of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So have we gotten to a place where people are fearful to express their opinion in the same way that they were with National Socialism? Is that so the clubs are going to be shut down? You can't laugh at that. Do we need a modern day Charlie Chaplin to come back and lampoon to their faces these National Socialists that are also going by a different name, but I'm not going to use that because we're classy. I'm not going to say that they're all Nazis, but look at what they've done.
They Hashtag not all Nazis.
They give people, well, all the Nazis are bad, but they take, think about this, they take previously theoretically funny people and they defund them. Not defund them.
Oh,
they defund them.
Nice.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Well.
Kimmel.
You got to find fun people that were originally funny.
Right, but they were operating on the funny spectrum, okay?
Right.
They were at the lower end of the comedy spectrum. Right. Let's not forget that Kimmel did blackface and made fun of basketball players.
I've never found Jimmy Kimmel funny.
I have not either. I thought he sucked.
I have chuckled
I
at
sucked
Seth
on
Rogen.
K-Rock in L.A. I mean, yes, but they have, I mean, so like, is it time to resurrect the fun and to resurrect the...
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Hillary Clinton. She's the one...
With the kimono? She's wearing the kimono at the thing.
I saw that. No, but she is... Remember her idea. The fun camps.
There was no such thing as fun camps.
She talked about fun camps.
They were going to mandate fun?
You don't remember this?
Everybody can have must have fun?
Yeah, she talked about it. She was talking. You
Did
don't remember
you hear
this?
About it? I don't know.
There's set, dude.
Where was I?
TJ, find the soundbite.
Was I out there? Was I on vacation then?
I don't know. And this would have been.
She wanted fun camps?
Oh, for real? Oh my
gosh.
Like
at the border?
We left. Man. What was it?
There's no fun camps.
Was it 2012? No, 2008. It might have been 2008.
Oh my god, that's a lifetime ago.
I mean, yeah, well, she's really old. I mean, what do you want from me? I'm just saying.
2008?
Yeah, that's when she got Rick her butt kicked by Obama.
Rick Lazio was walking around.
She was trying to be hip. I don't know. Maybe it was 8 years later. Or no. Yeah, maybe it was when she was running again. And no, I think it was the early ones.
This is unbelievable.
And
right?
She talked about fun, that we need to learn how to have fun again, like camps for adults.
Wait,
like, literally, she said this.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
So she created the original slogan, MAFA? Make America fun again?
I believe so.
Do you really have this?
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps
what?
That you all run. I mean, really, where, you know, none of the serious stuff, none of the, you know, life challenge stuff, more fun. I think we have a huge fun deficit. In America.
A fun deficit.
And we need to figure out how to fill that fun deficit, certainly for our kids, but also for the rest of us.
For the adults.
We've become, in so many ways, a country that has slowly but surely figured out how to get along with more people from more backgrounds.
Wow.
You could stop now. There's no point. Because, like, now she's like, oh, that's right. Yeah, you're really boring. Like, okay, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton, Democrats, starts talking about putting people in camps. Like, I'm listening.
You know.
I'm listening. And then it's like, oh, it's fun camps. So, like, oh, okay. And then now you've hooked. You got the hook. Like, you're right there at the precipice. And then it's just, oh, my God, you're so boring again.
Wow. She's the Frank.
She's the worst.
She's the Frank Burns of fun. I'm all for fun. I'm all for individuality as long as we're all doing it together. Right. No!
No, like,
Nurse Ratched? No.
Right, of all the people
no.
to be the ambassador for fun camps,
well,
like, you're not the one. You are not the person, Hillary. Now, what's your husband doing? Like, what's Bill up to?
He'll go visit those camps. He'll be like, hey, I'm the welcoming committee.
Right.
Come here.
Right. Well, it's kind of like the thing where the person who comes up with the idea may not be the person to get it over the finish line, you know?
Karl Marx.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's never been tried.
Exactly.
That's never, nobody's ever gotten it over the finish line there.
Pete Callender, we have single-handedly classed up this portion of the program, and I do appreciate you being here.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, man. Thanks. That's it. I don't have the ding-ding. Well, I'll just go to Street Corn and talk to Pam Warner. Hold on. You ready, Pam?
I'm ready.
Bing, bing.
Even better.